Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Immigration Minister Peter Dutton have announced changes to the Australian citizenship test, as we've already mentioned. In a press conference in the last hour, new requirements for Australian citizenship were confirmed, including longer residency and English competency. Applicants will face an English reading, writing and listening test and meaningful questions to assess whether they're committed to shared values and responsibilities. The residency requirement for citizenship will increase from 12 months to 4 years. The public will also be able to suggest questions for the revised citizenship test, with consultation open until June. The Prime Minister, who's been channeling US President Donald Trump with his Australia First foreign worker crackdown on Tuesday, says the changes are necessary. Macquarie Radio's national political editor Michael Packie has been following the story. He joins me in the studio. Michael, hello, mate. Good morning.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Now, what do you think of these changes to start off with?
Well, look, I think that the fact that we're having the changes is probably a good thing, that the citizenship test is actually being reviewed. There's some parts of it that parts of the overhaul aren't too bad. Stuff like that you're only going to have three attempts, so you just can't continue doing this test until you fail it. Because there was some story out last year, or the year before, if I'm not mistaken, that some bloke did the test about 47 times. So they were just continually failing the test until they got it right. So
well, that's ridiculous. To think that we've got people trying to get into this country and become a citizen, and they keep applying and applying and applying until someone says, oh, you might, it's like going to apply for your pet plates. You get taken out by the RMS bloke and he takes you out. I remember it took me three times to get my licence.
Yes.
I finally got a nice bloke that said, all right, I'll give you your licence.
Yeah, look,
it's very, very similar.
Absolutely. And so I do think that restricting it to the three attempts, that's a good idea. I think that in terms of the questions, well, look, I understand why they're making these changes to the questions, because they're saying some of the existing questions probably don't reflect Australian values, but some of them would seem pretty obvious. That's the other thing. Some of them would seem pretty obvious, stuff about domestic violence, genital mutilation, child marriage, and you do wonder, and some of the emails that you've been reading, what's going to stop people from lying as well? If people know that there's going to be questions about genital mutilation or child marriage and so forth, you know, like one of the sample questions is does Australia's principle of freedom of religion mean that in some situations it's permissible to force children to marry? Mm. Well, anyone that's proposing to become an Australian citizen, you'd assume, would put no.
Yeah.
They're not going to put yes.
Well, exactly. You answer the questions. I mean, everybody knows that is coming to this country.
Yes.
Our stance on these sort of issues. So they're
exactly.
not going to put yes, they're going to put no to try and get the little tick on their questionnaire, so
exactly. The other thing that's probably not a bad idea with the citizenship test, after the three attempts, if you fail three times, you've got to wait 2 years before you can sit the test again. Mm. So I think that sort of stuff's pretty good, and I'm sure Labor will support that sort of stuff because it's going to be legislated. But I noticed that Labor this morning is asking questions about in terms of the reasons for changing some of the questions, and in terms of asking people that they should be law-abiding citizen. Well, when you take the pledge to become an Australian citizen, you've got to say that you're going to abide by the rules and regulations and the laws of the country.
That's a very good point. Very good point. I still think that they could go a lot further. I mean, it's all well and good to say, you know, we've got these stock standard questions we're going to ask people, but I want to know if there are face-to-face interviews. I want to know if they're getting a feel for these people by sitting them down in a room and asking these exact same questions and pressing them on them like they're being interrogated by a police officer.
Look,
that's the sort of stringency we need in this
country. I'd say that is the case. I think you do sit the test, and if you pass the test, then you move on to the next step. And the next step would be, you know, a formal interview process. And also, the other thing is that now you've got to be an Australian resident for a couple of years, 4 years, before you can apply for citizenship as well. So all those sorts of things, I think they're good. But as for the questions, I'm nor here nor there with them. They just proposed.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Just proposed. They've still got to go through a public debate and discussions as to whether the questions should be changed. They're just proposals.
Let me take it to Malcolm Turnbull. Now, you work in Canberra. You're up here in Sydney at the moment. But he seems to be channeling Prime Minister Tony Abbott's Team Australia campaign at the moment.
Well, yeah, and I heard Ray earlier say that a lot of what's being talked about when it comes to citizenship is all Peter Dutton, and I'd say that that's 100% correct. I'd say that Peter Dutton and his immigration department are formulating these changes. And as I say, some of them probably do need to get done. But there's no doubt that Malcolm Turnbull is trying to Channel Team Australia, trying to win over some of that conservative base. Whether or not it's working for him will probably remains to be seen. We'll see what comes up in future polls. But I think it's this question of how genuine is he when he says this stuff.
Well, let me ask you this question. In 2015, Mr. Abbott tried to implement a tougher citizenship test to include more questions on values and the rule of law. Yep. So was there any real point in Turnbull replacing Abbott when he just seems to be copying it?
Yeah, well, that's always going to be the million-dollar questions as to why that happened.
He's got to come up with some new material.
Well,
you don't go and see Michael Packey at the Comedy Store and hear Michael Packey tell Carl Barron jokes, do you?
Well,
you with me?
I am absolutely with you.
Anyway.
And that would not be a good seller.
Stick to politics. Righto, buddy. Good to talk to you
as always.
See you, mate. Michael Packey, the federal political editor for the Macquarie Media Network. It's unbelievable. Like I said, 2015, Mr. Abbott. I was looking through some things this morning. He tried to implement a tougher citizenship test to include more questions on values of the rule of law. So then Malcolm Turnbull comes out and claims it as a win for himself. Why didn't I have him in the first place?